Hello, this is Baldwin from the Launchpad series from Microsoft. Today we brought an ISV solution provider that has recently deployed 400 point-of-sale terminals in a sports stadium that serve over tens of thousands of fans. Want to find out how this solution works on the Windows platform and how you can take advantage of the same solution? Join in. Hello everybody, welcome to the Launchpad series where we showcase amazing line of business solutions built by Microsoft ISV partners from all around the world that's based on Microsoft technologies including Windows 10, Office 365, Microsoft Azure. With me today is Tracy Flynn, Senior VP of VivoNet. Tracy, how are you?
Great to be here.
Thank you for joining our studio.
Absolutely.
So, I know for the last few weeks we talked a little bit about how the digital transformation has started really happening in the retail and food service hospitality industry. And you have a lot of background on that, so we thank you, first of all, for coming to our show. This is a tech show, so we'd love to actually start seeing some of your beautiful hardware and also the device software that you have built.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about VivoNet, and then subsequently we'll walk through some of the challenges that your customers, our Microsoft customers, are jointly facing, and then we would then dive right into the solution demo.
Great.
Okay. All right. So who's VivoNet?
Okay. So VivoNet's a company founded in the year 2000, and from the outset we were based solutions around cloud-based solutions.
Right.
So even before the word cloud was popular, internet-based solutions back then.
Right.
But we are 100% focused on the food service, the hospitality market. We have a proven scalable solution. We'll talk in a little bit about the markets we serve, but it can scale to very large properties mm-hmm. and very large enterprises. That's the beauty of the cloud, to get the consolidated reporting and visibility of the business through that cloud enterprise infrastructure.
So essentially, this could be like food service channels and concert halls, stadiums, you name it, right?
Commercial campuses like the Microsoft campus.
Sure.
And then traditional enterprise chain restaurants.
Right.
Or even in hotels
where
they have restaurant locations.
Okay, excellent.
Okay. We have a very flexible deployment model. We do serve the SMB market as well as the enterprise market. So some of our SMB customers actually, because of the ease of which we deploy and the nature of the cloud-based system, you can actually get a device, plug it into the internet, mm-hmm. and be up and running very, very quickly.
Right, right.
Our solutions are Windows-based at the core, and we are migrating to Windows 10. And the first product we have is our kiosk product, which will be a Windows 10 product. And we run on enterprise class infrastructure so we can give our customers the comfort to know that they can scale with us both from volume as well as outside the US.
Right, excellent.
So we talk about helping our hospitality customers engage their customers, empower their people, and elevate their organizations with cloud-based solutions. We are VivoNet. So engaging is really speaking to customer-facing solutions.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk more about that,
right.
But certainly that the kiosk fits into that category. Empower their people are the operational solutions that we deliver, things like inventory, labor management, oftentimes the solutions that are in the store. And then Elevate is really the enterprise solutions that we deliver to the executives, like reporting, BI, and things like that, to manage those systems that are deployed in their locations.
Right.
So what we do, over on the left you see Engage, so we do mobile ordering apps. So someone on your mobile device, you can order and pay for food at a venue. Self-service kiosk, which is what we're going to be talking about today, and mm-hmm. is a new product for us this year. Online ordering, so that I can order prior to an event, or many different applications for online ordering. Empower includes the point of sale, traditional point of sale devices, as well as tablet-based point of sale.
Right.
In many cases now, we're delivering 8-inch tablet-based point of sale devices to give flexibility of taking an order, next to your guest.
Right.
And then the inventory management, labor management, automatic replenishment, and then enterprise manager, web reporting, and mobile reporting are things we deliver to the enterprise. We have a transaction engine in the cloud. We deliver APIs for third parties, reports BI, and then a whole host of services that we deliver to our customers for the deployment of our solutions. So the segments we serve include transportation, where we do things like airports and the food service venues that you find in an airport, sports, some very large venues, large populations of terminals, entertainment. We recently did Hollywood Bowl in Hollywood, California, which is a great venue. We're in hotels, chains, particularly chains that have franchisees. It's a very popular solution because of the cloud nature and the reporting. Business and industry, a lot of government locations where security is very important for those government locations above and beyond what we do for payments. The SMB market, and also healthcare, where we have food service establishments within healthcare. Some of our customers, and this spans the gap from our some of our SMB customers all the way to our large enterprise customers, but certainly some of the names across the top, Sodexo, Wendy's, Popeyes, Sbarro, are brands that many people will notice where we operate many of their locations, either with our point of sale solutions or our operational solutions like inventory management. Today's opportunities in food service, certainly order accuracy is a big KPI for a lot of food service operators. Obviously, as a consumer, when you get your meal served, whether that's at a table or in a drive-thru, when you look at the meal, you want to make sure it is what you ordered. Prepared in the right way. So that's very important and a huge impactor of customer satisfaction in a restaurant. Speed of service. This is described in different ways depending on what part of food service you're in. So in quick service, it's you know, time through the drive-through. But in a table service environment, it's expressed as table turns. So how many table turns can I get in a meal period? So anything I can do to increase that impacts my bottom line. And then cost and availability of labor. That's huge, not only in the U.S., but really around the world today. And this is something that, in many cases, our solutions, and certainly the solution we're talking about today, can help with. And then from a technology perspective, as people are deploying more devices in the enterprise, how do you manage those devices? And can I manage them in a uniform way that I manage the rest of my enterprise? Flexibility of form factors. So we've done some work with kiosks in the past, but we were limited by the devices we had available to use. Obviously, using Windows 10 and what you see here today is we're from on 8-inch devices up to 12-inch devices, but we can scale even higher, obviously, to 18-inch devices, 24, 40-inch devices if there was a use case that, needed that. You obviously have a lot of flexibility on the devices you can deploy with Windows 10. And then secure payments. Obviously, we are in retail. We're in hospitality. We're taking payments. So that's very important. And this solution does take payment, both point-to-point encryption payment solutions as well as EMV payment solutions are available on our kiosk solution.
Excellent.
So we're talking about the VivoNet Engage kiosks and that Engage part of what we do. It is a consumer self-service device. You know, some of the markets it can certainly be deployed in. I'm sure if you travel much, you see in a lot of airports today, certainly in the U.S.
Most of the tablets, bars I've been to.
Tablets at every seat where you can order a product and get a product delivered to you, which is a huge opportunity to serve you more quickly. Obviously, you're given your limited time as a traveler, but also helps them increase the table turns, right? So they don't have to wait for a server to come to you to place an order. You can place it as soon as you sit down. So there's a huge opportunity in that space as we're serving travel. Quick service, obviously, again, availability and cost of labor is an issue here. So the ability to deploy kiosks to allow consumers to order their own product also helps order accuracy, because when I'm placing my own order, I don't have the, I'm not telling you and then you're telling the system
what
to order.
No transcription error.
No transcription errors. I know that I get what I ordered. So that's a huge benefit. And you're starting to see even the largest quick service operators now deploy kiosks to address some of these issues. And then table service. Certainly there's opportunities with a smaller kiosk or an 8-inch device to even, you're starting to see even tabletop kiosks. So every table in a restaurant has a kiosk where I can order product, or again, during the meal, I can order a dessert, or I can order another round of drinks without waiting on the server to come to the table. You know, allowing one server to handle more tables, but at the same time, ability to increase table turns because when it comes time to pay, I can take care of that more quickly.
That's actually is a big pain point in the past for me as I go through different places, different airports, Europe, U.S. Sometimes, like, once you order and you kind of look at the watch and you say, okay, I feel like I want to pay even though I haven't finished it yet.
Right.
Traditionally, it would be rude. But in this case, it's on my terms as a customer, as a consumer, and I actually love that.
Exactly.
So I can actually do all the payment and you know, knowing that the waiter and waitresses will come and serve the other things, but I can do it ahead of time. It's time saving for me and also help out in
Absolutely.
The process, right?
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
And we fully integrate. The beauty of this in a cloud-based environment is that this talks directly to the cloud, the same mm-hmm. cloud solution that is running the POS at the venue. And so it has a fully integrated menu. When I add an item or I change a price, that gets deployed not just to the POS, but also to the kiosk automatically. And the ability to integrate payment then, obviously. These devices don't have payment on them, but obviously they can accommodate a MagStripe reader or an mm-hmm. EMV payment device.
Right.
So that you can finalize the transaction at the kiosk itself.
Right. And all these could be locked down, as I was hearing from you early on. Is that this can be managed not just from a content standpoint, but also the hardware.
Absolutely. So yeah. We're in a production environment. These will be deployed with Windows 10 IoT
mm-hmm. right.
So that we can lock down that application. Again, because it is a consumer-facing device.
That's
so you
right.
don't want somebody, you know, browsing or going to other applications. So that's very important for us is to be able to lock down the device. And we can do that quite nicely with the embedded version of Windows 10.
And of course, also, not just, that's more like, you know, a defensive play, but at the same time, you can also, you know, do patches on systems through the cloud management
Absolutely.
Of the devices, right?
Absolutely, and we do manage these remotely for all of our clients, so mm-hmm. we take responsibility for virus updates, all your mm-hmm. Windows updates.
Right.
That's part of our cloud service that we provide
right.
To
right.
a merchant.
Yeah, excellent.
So just some of the devices, again, there's a lot of flexibility that Windows gives us in the devices actually that we deploy on. So tablet-based solutions, which you see here today, things like the Surface, and we have a number of companies that are building stands for Surface and other tablets that we can leverage in a kiosk type of an application.
Right.
You also have more purpose-built devices that are more kind of built for a rugged environment like hospitality. You know, oftentimes you're dealing with things like someone spills a beer on the device.
Of course.
So some of these devices are built specifically for that environment to withstand that kind of
splash-proof
abuse.
Yeah,
right. So this just happens to be one. And again, this offers us larger screen sizes. So this is an 18-inch device. So a lot of people do want, you wouldn't have this at a tabletop or in that environment, but there are mm-hmm. other venues where you need a bigger, larger screen to both attract someone to the device and also make it a little bit easier for them to use. So obviously Windows gives us that flexibility.
Right, because so basically, you feel that the Windows ecosystem provide with a large range of resolution, the display size, and also ruggedness
at
some level.
Absolutely, yeah. Which offers us the ability to deliver the solution into many, many different use cases.
Correct.
You know, from the airport or tabletop that we discussed, to a freestanding outdoor venue even,
right.
where we're talking to clients where, you know, we're looking for devices that actually can withstand rain and things like that.
Definitely.
Those devices are available
yeah.
In this environment.
Because people eat regardless of weather.
Absolutely. So I think now we're going to move to a demo
yeah.
and actually see the product.
All right, let's jump right into it.
Great.
All right, so Tracy, why don't you walk us through some of these beautiful devices and show us how it works with your Engage product.
Great. So we have a number of devices here, really showing the power of the universal Windows 10 application. These are different resolutions, different size glass, and you can see how the application adapts to each of the devices. So here you have an HP 608 tablet, which happens to be an 8-inch device. This might be something that's a tabletop application, if you put this in an enclosure on a tabletop for tabletop ordering. This is a 10-inch HP ElitePad 1000. You can see that the menu appears differently, and that's part of the beauty of Windows 10. So that's automatically, it's the same source code, same application. Actually, Windows allows it to adjust to the device itself.
So no extra recoding required, makes it easier for you.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And then we have the Surface product. So I'll demo actually the application on the Surface product. I mean, it's important, obviously, this is a self-service application, so it has to be very simple for someone to walk up to and use. So I'll walk you through a bit of the application. To start an order, a menu comes up and there's a carousel of items that you can see that's moving to kind of keep interest as people walk by the device. There's also a menu across the top that you can horizontally scroll. And then there's also vertical scrolling if you want to use vertical scrolling to see the entire menu as well. So if I order an item, and I'll just order one item and kind of go through a transaction to make it simple, just say I want drip coffee, I want a light medium coffee, and there's an option here to have the item come up and confirm it for the guest. So I can confirm this, add it to my order, and then I've got one item for $1.51, and then I can actually go to a payment screen now and pay with a number of different options for payment. Obviously, this doesn't have a payment device on it, but it could have a attached EMV payment device or a magstripe reader attached. So we allow for a whole host of payment mechanisms for the guest, depending on the environment that they're in. I can also, I'll show you another item that gives you a little bit more information. If I want to order a Cinnabon bun for, as an example, you know, I might be interested to know something about the product. So does it have butter? Does it have icing? So I may decide not to order that based on allergies that I have or some particular interest I have in an item. So that's another reason for that prompt to come up as you're ordering the item. But at any time, again, I can finalize the transaction and go to a payment screen and finalize that for the guest.
So Tracy, this is very interesting because you spoke a little bit early on about security and so on. What are the customers asking for these days, given privacy concerns and so on information there in the device?
So I guess first and foremost is payments. And certainly that's important today with the news you hear about breaches and so forth. So today we offer a number of solutions. Certainly in the US now there's a big rollout of EMV by a lot of merchants. But probably more important from a security standpoint is point-to-point encryption. So a lot of these devices and mag stripes that we would attach to this payment devices would have encryption at the swipe to secure the payment. But there's also other information that could be on the device if you're using loyalty or I'm doing room charges that might be sensitive information. And that's why we do use Windows 10 IoT to really lock down the device, limit the access and the applications that run on the device. So that we can keep it in a secure mode because it is a consumer-facing device. So it's very important for that to be the case.
Right. And it's good that you know you provide that protection through Windows, through your extra payment device encryption as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Tracy. Awesome solution based on our Windows 10 and our partner hardware. So definitely look forward to seeing these in action in places I visit as a baseball fan, football fan, or maybe just a busy road warriors roaming around airports. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much. So why don't you give us a quick recap, and then I'm sure our audience would like to figure out how to get started.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. This solution really is a first and foremost a fully integrated solution with our point of sale. So menu changes, price changes in the cloud automatically get represented on the kiosk. So
excellent.
That's part of the beauty of the solution. It does improve order accuracy because the guest is placing their own order. It also improves that speed of service, whether you're in quick service or a table service. It provides the capability for pre-order, but also prepayment with a payment device attached. And it allows the restaurant to deal with one of their biggest problems right now, which is the cost and availability of labor. So some of that labor can be now reallocated to other parts of the restaurant to help them meet their bottom line objectives.
Right, excellent.
I think if you want to find out more about this solution or any of the VivoNet solutions, you can contact our solutions consultants at the number you see. And you can certainly go out to our webpage, vivonet.com, and find out more information about any of our solutions.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming, Tracy.
Thank you, Baldwin.
Look forward to having you come back in a future show and show us more future solutions, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. With that, for the audience, thank you for joining. Here's another episode of LaunchPad series. If you want to learn more and hear other solutions and see other solutions in action, please go to aka.ms/launchpad. Thank you. Have a good day.